Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Jess and Rashad Geek Out. Little notice just before you guys start listening to this podcast. The quality was a little bad on my end, so please excuse the fading in and out just a little bit. It's kind of manageable in most places, but it does get a little rough in others, so please just bear with us. We are working on solving that problem. Hopefully it'll be fixed by the end of this upcoming week, so that the next time you hear us, our podcast will sound hopefully much better. But enjoy the podcast. Mostly we're just talking about news. Neither one of us have really seen, or I haven't seen the new X-Men movie, so we don't have that to review yet. Please hit us up on some social media. We would really like to hear from you. You can reach us on Twitter at JandRGeekOutPod. Same on Instagram if you want to just say hey. It's also facebook.com/JNRGeekOutPod. And the email is jessandrashadgeekout@gmail.com. Send us the love, send us the hate, whatever you got for us. We'd love to hear it. Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Jess and Rashad Geek Out. I'm of course Rashad.
And I'm Jess.
How's it going, Jessica?
It's going okay, buddy. How are you doing?
It's a pretty good week, actually. Yeah, we, I know you're gonna hate this. Ninja Turtles, another trailer. Really excited.
We turned it into this already.
I just love Ninja Turtles.
I like how we're not even rolling into our segments. We're just gonna go like Ninja Turtles, guys, because we're supposed to talk about
it. It's not part of the segment, it's a part about I love Ninja Turtles and we're just gonna talk about it before we get into other segments. Because you haven't even seen the trailer, so we can't really talk about it. But I did. You get to see Krang a little bit more up close. It was really good.
I heard about it.
This movie.
Isn't like Brad Garrett voicing him or something?
I have no idea.
From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Listen, they have Krang, there's a Technodrome, there's a that's all I'm focusing on. The turtle van, that's what I'm looking at, Jessica. And then those creepy looking turtles that you really hate.
They are creepy. Tell me they're not.
No, they are.
Yeah, they're completely
creepy. All right, here's a question. Would you prefer people in a suit or actual CGI? Do you think the suit was better? The leather, the rubber suits they had?
I would say the suit was better.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true nostalgia. That's the nostalgia right there.
Maybe the director's cut will be the movie, but instead they'll CGI in people in rubber suits.
I have to say, I could be better. I think they could design the characters.
Probably.
Not to look quite so horrifying, but...
I know.
What are you going to do, man? I mean, that's the design they went with, so now they're stuck with it.
Now we're stuck with it. They're fine. They're going to make money, so...
Yeah, I guess. Did they make money?
The first one did. I assume they're making a second one. Yeah. I don't know why, but if Michael Bay's involved in the movie, people go... I know he didn't direct it, but he produced it, and it's very clearly his style of movie, but people seem to love that.
Yeah.
I don't...
I wish I could get behind you on this one, but I just can't.
That's fine.
You know?
I think it'll be proven wrong.
Yeah. Thank God we have other movies in the cabal. That's
something you're very excited about, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast, the teaser trailer before it came out. It is definitely a teaser. It is barely.
You know what I thought when I saw that picture? I don't know why, but I thought of, remember Ghostbusters? Was it number 2 with the picture, the Gozer? And he's like coming through the picture and there's that river stuff in the background? That was the first thing I thought of when I saw the picture. I was like, oh, it's a young bad guy from Ghostbusters 2.
What? Are you even kidding me right now? That's what you thought of when you're watching the Beauty and the Beast trailer?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Beauty and the Beast as a kid?
I don't know. I did.
I assume the answer is no.
Yeah,
That's very upsetting.
As a kid, I hate Disney movies. I never liked... There's too much singing involved. There's like always singing...
And you married, like, one of the biggest... Disney nerds in the whole world.
Also, I'm a guy.
That is hilarious.
I don't know if guys get into that stuff as much as girls do.
No. Buddy, you're right there.
Okay.
Disney movies, Disney animation is amazing.
Sometimes.
You know what? You should watch Beauty and the Beast because I think you'll love it. Pocahontas and I bet you'll sing along. It wasn't?
I mean, it was all right.
Okay, it may not have been one of the best, but it is good.
Did you know, so Pocahontas and Lion King were made at about pretty much the same time? But they thought Pocahontas would be bigger, so they put the A team of Pocahontas, and Lion King was done by their B team.
Yep, I did know that.
Which is crazy, because
the Lion King is my absolute favorite Disney movie of all time.
I was like, is that what your B team does? Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, the B team apparently brought their A game.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
It's like, you know you're doing things right when your B team does that level of work.
Yeah, I mean, Pocahontas is good, and the animation is beautiful, but it is nothing compared to story and... even the songs are better on the Lion King, of course. Yeah, Yeah.
As a kid, I'll say the songs. It's just better. Like, we try to watch a Disney movie. I'm like, why are they all singing? Why is everyone singing?
I don't know. I am so sad for you. Except because you're missing out on something.
Yeah.
You know, I need to talk to Steph and be like, you got to educate. It's so good for you that Star Wars is owned by Disney now. So when you do go to Disney, you can enjoy something while you're there.
That's why you went for Star Wars weekend. That was amazing.
I know. Now you're going to have a whole park. So
yeah, I'd take just the weekend back if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
Is there?
So I am excited. I think the casting in Beauty and the Beast is pretty spot on. I think Emma Watson is going to nail it. I haven't heard her sing. I don't know if she can sing. I'm assuming she can.
Wait, don't all British people sing well?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
You know who
they're so great at everything else, right?
Yeah, they pretty much are.
I have to say, when it comes to arts, they're usually pretty much, you know, on top of it.
You know what? There is something about it that when you find out a celebrity can do like multiple things, a celebrity that you love, and then like they just take it to this whole other level. Like when I found out like Tom Hiddleston sing, dance, do impressions, it's like I love him. He juggles. I mean, he plays guitar. I don't know. There's nothing he can't do apparently.
I didn't know he juggled.
He juggles, Rashad.
That's pretty impressive. Juggles. That's a very robust arts training right there. Seriously.
He quotes Shakespeare at the drop of a hat. I mean, he's really a beautiful man.
Yeah.
Beautiful talent. So, yeah.
So, you know, I watched
what's the next
thing? I rewatched that Star Trek Beyond trailer. I know before I told you I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was actually, the second time around, I was kind of like a little bit more excited. The first time I was just kind of
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does, actually. I was like, okay. I think maybe I was just in a bad mood.
I enjoyed it.
Time, but I was like, you know what? Okay.
I do wish they'd quit playing music over it. Because that really does irritate.
It could be worse. It could be Kanye.
Because I was like, well, this feels very Fast and Furious to me. Like, the music playing over it. But
well,
it still feels a little like JJ, I think.
It's the same director, isn't it? Yeah, it's the same director.
No. It's the same director as Fast and Furious.
I believe so.
It's not JJ Abrams directing
it. Correct.
This time. He was busy with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Making a masterpiece, but I am excited to see it. I really do like the casting in these movies. I've really enjoyed it, so I think they all interact really well. I love Carl Urban in these movies.
Right?
He's so great. He's so crotchety. And just like,
when they first cast him,
Spock like, are the Bucky and Falcon of Star Trek.
When I first heard Carl Urban, I was like, Carl Urban? And then I was like, no, totally. He got it so right. I was like, that's perfect. Like that first scene where they're on the transport ship.
And he's like drinking. Yeah. He's talking about his divorce. Shit's great, man. He is incredibly charming. We actually went to Dragon Con a couple years ago, we went to his panel. He was so charming and funny. And he is such a huge nerd. He was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're aware.
Right.
Yeah, we should go to Dragon Con. We should go to all cons, actually. If I could go to every convention, that would be great.
Yeah, you have to quit your job while maintaining a high level of income.
Well, if this takes off, maybe we'll get
to be. Yeah.
Maybe even, you know, I don't think it's going to happen, but we can be up.
You need to be like Chris Hardwick and start being a comedian, and then this on top of that, and you'll be okay.
I am hilarious.
You do have jokes for days. You crack yourself up often.
It's true. I'm my biggest fan.
You are. You're only fan, really, but...
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thanks, buddy. I'm so glad that you have my back.
I'm a charmer.
So, Simon Pegg apparently was a writer on this
movie. I did.
Did he write the others?
I'm not sure. I think they kind of got him in because I knew he was a fan and he has writing experience. I think they were telling... Yeah, I remember because he came out there because there was talks about like they wanted to be more like Guardians of the Galaxy, like that kind of thing. I get it.
Guardians
makes sense.
Galaxy, though. Yeah. It's its own entity. I mean, I understand it has similar... I lost my word. I don't know what I'm trying to say. They have similarities.
Yeah.
In the different kinds of aliens and things they interact with, but...
Right.
And there's only one human in Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
True story, bro.
I mean, yeah. I was thinking of those other people. People from whatever it's called are clearly humans, but, I mean, I guess technically they're not from Earth, so they're not.
What people?
Nova Corps.
They are. They look cute. Well, they're wouldn't you say humanoid?
Sure. I didn't really see what, like, yeah.
Yeah, so humanoids.
Yeah. And we got a teaser for another Transformers movie, which...
Yeah, it's garbage.
You're going to keep making them, Jessica.
The movie that nobody asked for, and yet we get it.
I mean, technically, I mean, the last one made so much money, I feel like that's kind of asking for it. You can't go see the movie and be like, oh, Transformers movies are terrible. I'm like, well, you gave them money, so you're telling them it's not terrible.
It is terrible. Some people just like terrible movies. Like, they just like to go, and they just like, yeah, this movie... But see, then I think they don't realize that it's terrible. Like, they don't care that the writing is bad, or the story doesn't make any sense, or the giant robot has balls hanging off of it. I mean, I think they just overlook that, or they think that's hilarious. And I'm like, that's garbage.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just too...
Yeah, not really. Mm-hmm. So I believe it made $402 million. Is that domestic?
What? Is that all of them?
No, just the last one.
Upsetting.
Yeah. But anyway, I actually heard an interesting theory, which actually might get me excited for Transformers, and that is that the last knight part of it is a reference to ROM, the Space Knight. It was a old Hasbro toy that they made, and they licensed to Marvel, and they had a comic book, you know, ROM, the Space Knight, where you fought the Dire Race. I believe they were in the X-Men cartoon back when you were a kid. So that part, I'm like, you know what?
Really?
If it's gonna be ROM, then I will... I mean, he wasn't it, but the Dire Race, I believe, in a couple of episodes of X-Men.
Well, I don't know. I think this whole Hasbro thing is kind of stupid.
I'm not saying it's not, but if it gets me ROM the Space Knight, I will tolerate it.
I don't know, buddy. You seem to be very excited about things that aren't going to be good.
Oh,
right. Have you noticed that?
I'm not really excited for this. I mean, I stopped watching it. What's the last time I watched? I think I watched the second one. I actually went to the theater to watch the second one. The third one I watched, like, you know, on streaming, like, much later. And the fourth one I just totally skipped because I was like, yeah, no. I get the idea now. That's fine. Although people say four is better than three, so I'm like, that's something, I guess?
No. How is that something? What, that you finally made something that was less garbage than the previous one?
Yeah.
Is that the scale we're going on now?
It's not as bad. If you take the Fast and Furious track record, like the Fast and Furious model, the fifth film will be the best.
Annoying.
Look,
that means I have to dedicate myself to four other movies before I get to the best one in the series.
Or you just not watch the series until the fourth or fifth one.
That seems a bit counterproductive. You know I can't do stuff like that. I have to know.
I know.
I can't do that. I can't deal with people that do that and go to the movies with me and they're like, who's this person? I'm like, oh my god.
My god. It's worse with like TV shows. It's like, you know, you're watching a show.
And
it's very clear that, you know, you're gonna figure it out at the end. Like, who's that? Well, they haven't said their names yet. I don't know. What is that?
Sweet. It is kind of, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, buddy. I just can't deal with that. And I just, I don't know. I don't know why this Hasbro thing has just suddenly come around.
You know why, Marvel.
Let's just make a movie out of it.
Look how much money Marvel's making. Yeah, it absolutely is.
But quality products.
They don't see that. What they see is, took all these movies and combined them, and that's the secret to making money. It's like with Deadpool.
Deadpool made a lot of money.
Then what they see is, Deadpool's rated R. That's the key. It has to be rated R.
Or so now we're gonna have, like,
Avatar
all these
made money. 3D is a key that they always miss the part. Not that Avatar's innovative. Okay. It's Avatar's in 3D, so that's what we need to do. They always miss the
part. And it made money.
It did.
You're right. I'm very frustrated by this now.
Because
now we're going to have a Wolverine movie that's rated R. And I'm like, really? I don't need it.
Actually, I don't mind, right? Because, like, the Wolverine, actually. It was good. He's fighting people.
There's not enough blood.
Like, he's basically fighting with the knives, and there's not enough blood in the screen. So if it's, like, rated R because of the blood, I get it. Like, all right, that'd be great. Like, he's tearing people in half. He's going crazy. He's jumping at them head first. Like, that first X-Men movie, there's pretty much no blood in that movie. I'm like, what is happening? So if that's rated R, if he's dropping F-bomb every now and then, it's kind of out of place. And I'm like, oh no.
Now I will say that him dropping the F-bomb in First Class, brilliant.
That was great.
Brilliant.
That's
the best thing in the whole movie. Okay, best thing in the whole movie. He just tells them to fuck off. I love it. So great. Thank you. That's all I need.
And now we're rated R.
See, Wolverine is not dead. He's not making the sex jokes, not cussing up a storm, he is slicing people open, but he's not shooting them. Definitely not shooting them.
I'm fine as long as he's rated R for blood. If it's rated R for blood, that's
blood,
great.
Yes. I mean, you know, he's still a good guy.
In the comics, and I think in the cartoon, like, his main thing was, like, you know, you're kind of like, he's going into this, like, rage-filled killing spree. Like, that was his thing. He's brutal.
He appeals to me so much.
Yes, I know.
God, Adamantium Claws would be so amazing.
No.
Yeah, that
really
would be cool.
Jess, I don't trust you with a knife, let alone adamantium claws. You need to get out of here with that.
Hey, your own son would stab you with a butter knife last time I saw you. Yeah. So, what does that tell you?
You're a bad influence.
It was not my influence. I believe you were the one that was trying to stab me, and then he was like, oh, this is how this works.
There is some sad news. I never believed this in the first place, but apparently Vincent D'Onofrio won't be in Spider-Man Homecoming, which when I heard that, I was like, that's not true. Like, that can't be real, but it would have been awesome.
Why can't it be real?
I mean, it could be, but just not for the first movie. I mean, at best...
They're not gonna pop that out so quick.
Yeah. At best, it would be like an apparent, like a cameo, but even then, I'm like, eh, that's later on. I mean, it would have been cool. Oh my god.
I see you're in somebody's super-sweet cameo.
There's what?
I'm just thinking about why does New York need so many superheroes?
Because they have so many supervillains.
They all live there. I'm like, Wisconsin might need some help.
They actually started doing that.
Did they?
They had the Avengers Initiative. And they had like basically like a team of quote unquote Avengers in every state.
Oh, that's pretty rad.
It is pretty rad. I'm like, are they really? Look, if you have enough supervillains that you need Avengers in every state, I think you have bigger issues.
Yeah, like they're not killing the supervillains.
Like, really, the Great Lake Avengers? Is that really necessary?
I think at some point they will put the Kingpin in Spider-Man. They have to, right?
He is a classic Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
I mean, even if he wasn't, everyone saw those cartoons when they were... Well, that's not true. A lot of us saw those cartoons when we were kids. The primary villain was usually the
Kingpin. I do love the Kingpin. I think it would be great to see him in Spider-Man. I don't think they'll necessarily do it in this first movie, but I think at some point they will have to. And if they they can't recast him because they've already established that these characters all exist in the same universe, so they can't do it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, bring him over from Netflix. Fuck it. Let's do it.
They seem to be distancing away from that. Like, the Netflix movies is a lot less of a... Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah, there's a direct connection because they had Fury and all that. And the Netflix movies is kind of like they refer to the incident and you see some newspaper clippings referring to the Battle of New York, but that's kind of it.
But they also drop the names of superheroes throughout that show. Those shows, you know that, right?
Did they? They refer to the guy with the hammer and the green guy. I wouldn't call that names.
I'm pretty sure they say Captain America at some point in Daredevil. I'm pretty sure. Or was it Jessica Jones? One of them.
They made a reference to him, but they never actually used the name.
But they can't, I mean, they're going to have to keep it. They're going to have to keep the continuity. They can't just not.
I hear you.
They can't just ignore the fact that they've already got a Kingpin, who is awesome, by the way.
Oh, he was great.
So they don't even need to read.
In season 2, he jumps across the table and, like, slams his head into the thing. Oh,
my God. We still have not even reviewed that show because that shit is a masterpiece. And people who aren't watching it need to get their shit together. Because even if you don't like superheroes, even if you're like, I'm burnt out on superheroes, your ass needs to be watching Daredevil because it's taking it to a whole other level. Whole other level. Don't even get me started.
I think everyone that's going to see it's already seen it. But yeah, you're right. It is great.
See, but there's people that are like, I'll recommend it to people, and they're like, I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, just trust me on this. Please trust me on this. It's not a typical superhero show. I promise. Sometimes, like, he's straight up killing people, even though he says he's not.
Sometimes just you have to just let people miss out.
I guess. It frustrates me. But I mean, Vincent D'Onofrio, like, I like that voice that he evolved for the Kingpin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, suits are perfect. I think his demeanor is perfect. Like, he's very cool and calm and collect until you piss him off to that point. And then he does not hesitate. It's instantaneous. I love it. Good. Can't get it up for the show.
Unless it's your cousin not watching Game of Thrones, just let them be. And they'll shout out to Maris.
Watch Game of Thrones. Also, shout out to Rashad. Watch Game of Thrones.
Wait until it's over.
No!
That's how I prefer to enjoy my television, alright? What in the news would you like to talk about, Jessica?
I want to talk about Daniel Craig not returning as James Bond for $900 billion.
Yeah, that dude is done. Like, those interviews before the last movie came out, he's just like, I don't give a shit. Like, who should be the next Bond? I don't fucking care. I'm like, good grief.
I love Daniel Craig. I love him. I think he is a bit salty, but that's okay.
He reminds me of Harrison Ford talking about Star Wars.
Does, yeah, it's a little burnout, I think. But let's talk about who our favorite choices are for the
movie. All right.
Because there's a lot of room around, and there's a lot of people campaigning for it. You know, everybody wants a woman now and all this other stuff. Personally, I do not want a James Bond. If they want a woman 007-type character, make one. I'm fine with that. I wanted James Bond, James. There, I said it.
You want James Bond, not Julie Bond. Am I right?
I'm not. I don't have a problem with a strong female character or a. Yeah, I want James Bond. I don't want. I don't want that character. I don't. James Bond.
You totally ruined my joke. It's fine.
Because I'm trying to explain myself because I call myself a feminist and I'm like, I don't want the James Bond girl. But I don't.
Look, this is the internet. No one's judging you.
Oh, yes, it's a they are.
Judgment-free zone right here.
But I want you to tell me your pick first. It's my pick.
I mean, I thought about this. I was like, maybe Michael Fassbender?
Oh, Fassbender. What a nice choice.
Or the guy that plays...
I don't think he's good as well.
Who plays Professor X? I can't remember his name.
Oh, James McAvoy?
Or I take James McAvoy, too.
I don't like that choice. McAvoy or Stewart? Timelines are so confusing.
That was so good.
It was so perfect. I don't like James McAvoy.
Why not?
I don't know. He looks too short.
Oh. I'm sorry, 1999 internet. Are we talking about Wolverine? Wolverine's 5'2".
I don't know that. Okay, like I think he's a great actor, but I don't know if he's got the James Bond. Yeah, that might be it. Guess I don't what, think Jessica? He can pull it off. I just said he's a great actor. Fassbender could be a great actor.
So you could do it then.
Okay. Here's the thing. No, not necessarily. Just because they can. Act it doesn't mean that they have it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know how some people just fit into a role better than others? Are you gonna? Yeah. Okay, think about it.
No, I'm thinking about Sean Connery.
I mean, there are certain...
He was perfect because he really did, like, slap women. So, I mean, he was a great James Bond because that was totally him.
I think they kind of shy away from that now.
No, he wouldn't.
I mean, unless she's fighting a woman and then he's, like, beating her ass, which, you know, if they're having a fight like that, then whatever.
But... No, I get what you're saying. So your pick is Tom Hiddleston?
No, I think my pick is Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
I think he could do it.
Maybe Tom Hardy.
100%. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, the two biggest names out there are Idris Elba and Tom Hiddleston. Those are the two most popular. Either one of those are freaking phenomenal choices. Either one of those guys can pull that shit off. They'd be amazing at it.
I'd like to say Idris Elba, so. But I feel like once they pick him, I'm going to hate the internet so much after he's chosen. I just would rather not pick him.
We're going to have to stay away from the comment section.
Yeah, I'd rather it's not.
You're not going to be able, ever again.
Yeah, just pick
someone
else.
You're just going to have to, like...
I'm done. That's fine.
Oh, bud. No! I think he would be great.
Maybe, but...
He's definitely... Oh, my God. He has definitely got the swag.
Plus his age. He's already... I think he's... Yeah, he's already...
Like, he don't... How old is he? He doesn't... I mean, I think he looks like
51?
Oh, is he? He's... So beautiful.
Yeah, and I think it's about the same age Daniel Craig is, right? So you get, like, maybe two movies out of them before you're kind of like, alright, we need to get another guy.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston is 35.
I mean,
so.
I say that, but you watch those old Bond movies, and, like, Connery and Roger Moore weren't exactly spring chickens in some of those, so, I mean, true. I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know, it's kind of like when they cast the Doctor. It's like, they went, you know, they had really older doctors, and then they went the young route, and now they're kind of going back up again. I think either way, it's all what you do with it. Really.
I feel like the doctor's like,
I mean, of
course
you
want.
It is now.
It is, yeah, but I'm just like, you know, he's like jumping on the trains, and you know, he doesn't have all that stuff.
He's still kind of doing a lot of stuff. He's not running quite as much running. Or David Tennant.
Yeah,
those two were like constant.
Running. David Tennant was all about run.
Oh yeah, that was like. Or Matt Smith was more like jump off stuff. But I really do think Tom Hiddleston would knock it out of the park. I really do. I think he'd be great at it. I would love for him to do something like that.
But yeah, I mean, Michael Fassbender is great in everything, so.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a trailer for Assassin's Creed, and I'm like, I was like, yeah, it's all right. But then I was like, oh, Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can go see it.
I do love him as Magneto. I do love him as Magneto.
Can we just talk real quick about this? Like, so there's two... X-Men, well, let's say two X-Men timelines or whatever, right? And both timelines, they cast perfectly Professor Xavier and Magneto. Like, twice they did that.
Yeah, twice. It was perfect. They were, I mean, that is one thing I will give them credit for, is they nailed it. They knocked it out of the park on casting them. Patrick Stewart, of course, just looks like him. Like, when you picture Professor X in your head, it looks like him.
It kind of does. Patrick Stewart. You're not wrong.
Kind of, yeah. Looks almost exactly like him. But, yeah, Magneto, I mean, he's like one of my favorite characters, so...
Like that first movie, the very beginning, when it opens up in like a Holocaust camp, and they're dragging him away. Yeah. Like, that whole scene was just like, wait, is this a comic book movie? What is happening right now?
Yeah.
Like, there was a brief second, like, am I in a movie?
Dude, you understand why he's so angry.
Yeah, no, totally.
Whatever, yeah. He kind of has a point. God, I hate it when I say this stuff, because I'm like, hey, Jessica loves the villains. Yeah, well, he has a point.
You do. That's kind of the part Marvel has now, though. Like, their villains aren't... I mean, with Zemo, like, I was like, I get what he's going for. Like, I mean, I understand he is a... He's coming from a place that makes sense. Some other villains are just kind of like, I'm like, okay, so this Dark Elf wants to destroy the world. I'm going, okay, whatever.
Even the Red Skull wasn't there.
Even the what?
The Red Skull.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been a lot better.
He could have.
But you know who the king of it is.
Yes, we all know.
So. Well, he shouldn't be so damn good, should he?
That's true.
Tom Hiddleston does take it to like, a whole level. He's phenomenal.
I hope that he actually got, like, development time. You get to see him at the beginning with his brother, and then it's not till the end where you're kind of like, oh, this guy's in. It really developed. That's great. You can't always do that, so.
I think I'm going to write an essay on Loki and why he was perfectly within his rights to do what he did in the events of Thor.
That's a good thing.
Because I rewatched that movie yes, maybe I will. I was sitting there thinking about it. Like, yep, it's the worst dad ever.
Is this what you think about while you watch movies? Dad.
About I was right?
That too.
What do you think I think about when I watch
movies? I think he's just being engrossed in the movie, but it seems like you're thinking about, man, Loki was right. This dad's terrible. This store is terrible. Why are they treating Loki like this? This is bullshit.
Yeah. If you had to sit with me through that movie, once I've already seen it and I can actually have like a running commentary in my own home, yeah. You imagine with the stuff James has supposed
to. I feel like I don't have to imagine it.
I like how, like, in Thor, Loki's having his existential crisis, and Odin's like, now's a good time for my Odin sleep. I'll just go to bed. I don't need to deal with this shit. I'm out. And he just takes a nap.
Wasn't exactly a choice.
Convenient Odin sleep. Engaged.
That must be great when your wife wants to have a serious conversation. Oh, you know what? It's time for Odin sleep.
Time for the Odin sleep. Yeah. She's back when 3 days ago. Look, bitch, I can't control this. I gotta do it.
I did see something today. They're making a Full Metal Alchemist movie in Japan.
A live action?
Live action.
You know, I've never seen that anime.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I told you I haven't been keeping up on my anime.
It's pretty old. I didn't...
Yeah, buddy, I told you. I have to keep up on
my anime. I didn't realize it went that far back.
I don't have time to consume anime. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I don't know what you want from me.
Nothing. I still haven't seen the one for, I keep meaning to watch it, the one for Attack on Titan.
Ugh.
It's online, but I haven't got around to it. I need to get to that.
It looks so scary. Like, Attack on Titan is scary in an animated version. I do like scary stuff. Okay. The Titans are really creepy. They're like the creepiest
thing. No.
Probably one of the
creepiest. To me, the creepy things are things that can be real. Like, the thing I might actually encounter in the dark, to me, that's what's creepy. Like, the Titans, I'm like,
that's fine. Then what do you think could be real creeping upon you?
Spiders. Like a
murderer? Hey. Oh, yeah.
Axe murderers.
Have you ever seen The Babadook?
No, I haven't.
You should watch it.
You should watch
it. It's really good.
You should watch Full Alchemist Brotherhood, but here we are.
I ain't got time for your nonsense.
I'll make a list with you.
You want me to dedicate
you list to things a whole I should series. Watch, and I'll list the things you should watch.
I want you to watch an hour and a half. All right. Okay, well, if you could get your ass on Game of Thrones.
I'm going to watch it.
While you're at it, get caught up on Doctor Who.
You watch it.
We can talk about Doctor Who.
Doctor Who is just...
because you'll like Doctor
I'm burnt out on Doctor Who, Jessica, all right? I'm burnt out.
I need somebody that talks. Worth beat up.
I'm sorry. How long have we been watching Doctor Who for now?
A new series, like, every 2 years or so. Oh, wait, that's Sherlock. That's every five.
I know. It's on Netflix now. I've been meaning to watch it.
Special is, which I have not watched. This is one episode.
Oh, it's a special.
New series.
Oh.
Yes.
I'll take it. I'll just watch it five times.
Oh, God. It's so good. But it's unfortunate that we don't get it more often, but I understand why.
Yeah.
They're very busy. They're both in the MCU now. I think I count them.
They are. What are you going to do?
But see, now that Stephen Moffat's not going to be the head of Doctor Who anymore.
That's true.
What were we talking about? We were talking about Human
Alchemist. Yeah. Which I also read, though, apparently they've had a string of live-action adaptations of animes, and they have not been well. So apparently people in Japan who've seen these movies aren't very enthusiastic. So that doesn't bode well, but it's new to me, so.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a novelty for us, I suppose.
It was kind of funny because there's somebody's like, talking about, I always read the comment sections, I shouldn't, but someone's like, oh, so they cast Japanese actors for these European roles, and they know no one's like freaking out over there. And I'm like, well, to be fair, it is a country full of Japanese people. I wouldn't really expect them to cast the whole movie with, different ethnicities.
It would be weird.
Plus, you kind of need to know the language very well, I would think, anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could subtitle it. Like, in America, I don't necessarily want to watch a subtitle movie for no reason. Like, if it's a foreign flick, yes, I'm okay with subtitles. If it's a film made in America by Americans, why is that shit subtitled? What is happening right now?
Why isn't this
yeah. in America? Yeah, it's like, what is happening? Like, I'm fine with foreign films, but it's made here. And, well, no, I'm just saying, like, they're complaining that...
No, you're right.
No, people say, oh, they could just subtitle it. I'm like, why would they do that? That's stupid. That's their language. It's made there.
No, that's kind of...
Yeah, it's not like it's a foreign film. Like, yeah. Foreign...
Well, it's like when I'm watching anime, I don't like to watch it dubbed. I want to watch the subtitles because I want to hear the original voice actors. I don't want to hear this nonsense dubbing over it.
It depends.
Like, I want to have the original. I don't know. I don't like dubbing.
If I'm really into it, I prefer the... subtitle, but
absolutely.
If I'm not really into it, I'm okay with dubbing. Like if it's something where I look away often, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll just listen to it, and I don't have to look at the screen all the time.
I remember one year we were at AWA and we were in a viewing room, and they were putting on something, and they put it on dubbed, and they did. Until they changed it to subtitles. I was like, comrade, my people have spoken.
My people have spoken.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch the dubbed. I guess it does make more sense in a viewing room, but, you know, don't piss off the nerds. Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with that. Know what I mean?
No, I do.
Right. So maybe I'll give it a go if you get caught up on Game of Thrones. I think that is a very realistic goal for you.
That's just the difference between us. I don't like watching TV the way you are. You've been on cable longer than I have, so to me, I'm past the whole week-to-week thing. Like, it's painful to me, honestly.
Sing it.
Like, watching week to week is painful. The only reason I watch Preacher is because I'm like, this is going to be huge. I need to watch this now.
Oh my god, you're talking about how Game of Thrones isn't huge.
Yeah.
How are you even avoiding spoilers at this
point? I'm not.
Yeah, but it's the first
episode. I followed one of your links today, and then I was like, oh, it's a spoiler. That's my fault.
Follow one.
No, I did.
It's like Game of Thrones, why did
you... That's what I'm saying. I don't bother trying to avoid spoilers.
Why did you do it? Do you...
You're missing the point. I'm not trying... It's not that I don't care. I'm not going to avoid it.
So you're not... avoiding spoilers, but you're not...
How do you avoid spoilers when you're on the internet?
I will tell you, because I do this with Walking Dead. Yeah. You go on internet blackout until you can watch the next episode, and you don't talk to anybody. And if you do talk to somebody at work, you preface with, if you spoil Walking Dead for me, I will punch you in the face. And then they won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
And
that First is off, it seems unfair to compare Walking Dead to Game of Thrones, but point aside,
not to be kidding.
I've made a decision to not watch it until it's over, so I'm okay with it being spoiled because that's how it works. I'm upset about it.
I am actually... It's actually easier to avoid Game of Thrones spoilers than it is Walking Dead spoilers. Because more people I know watch Walking Dead.
Yes.
So it's a lot harder for me to avoid those spoilers than it is for Game of Thrones. Because nobody I know in my direct area, except for BW and a couple of my other friends, actually watch it.
I don't understand the point you're trying to make right now, if I'm being honest with you.
Trying to make.
I feel like we're arguing. I don't know what you're arguing about.
I don't know.
It's like, what side either. Of this argument am saying, I on? I don't know.
How can you not compare Walking Dead and Game of Thrones? I mean, they're both great shows. Game of Thrones is a better show. Game of Thrones is the best show on TV right now.
Okay.
Hands down.
I would say Game of Thrones is a masterpiece.
But that does not mean Walking Dead is not. Game of Thrones is a masterpiece. Oh my god. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how, like, you feel every single emotion going through your body every time you watch that show.
See, you're different. You feel a lot more than I do when you watch things.
Well, it's beautiful. Like, the scenery is beautiful. The acting is beautiful. The story is well thought out, and the acting is just...
No, I'm not saying that, but like, you took a picture of the cycle of watching Game of Thrones, and I totally believe that's you, where you're like, oh, this is the best show ever. Oh, I hate this. Like, to me, I totally believe that's you. I don't really feel that. I'm like, oh, it's the best show ever, and I feel that way the whole way through. And I'm like, oh, they kill that character. That kind of sucks, but I don't know. I'm not as let down. I won't say let down. Like, when people die, I'm not as hit as hard as you are, I think.
That's very sad for you. Because I say I hate this show at least three times a season. At least three times.
Really?
Like, why do I watch this show? I say, I hate this show. Why do I watch the show? Why do I do this to myself? At least three times a season.
Are you saying this to people that try to convince to watch? Because this might be why they're not watching, Jessica.
No. Okay. No. I say that to whoever's around.
Oh, so.
No. A lot of people, Game of Thrones is a hard sell, I understand, in a lot of ways. But I don't understand, like, once you get past that, like, once you've watched those first three episodes of the first season, like, I don't understand how you're not in it. I don't understand. Like, how are you not absorbed completely to this world? Because it is completely immersive. And it's like you care about every single character that you're following. Like, you want to know what happens with every single one of them. And I have never felt hatred like I have felt for Joffrey Baratheon. I hated that motherfucker so much. And it was the most beautiful thing ever.
The most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about, that's a bad guy that nobody can, I mean, if somebody says they love Joffrey, you got to take that person in for therapy.
Yeah,
immediately.
That's true.
Because that guy, yeah, oh, yeah.
If it's your friend, you end that friendship right there.
Yeah, you're like, I've got to go.
Hey, remember how you're going to be my maid of honor? Yeah, that's over now.
That is a done deal because you said you love Joffrey. I am out. And I would even want to do that with Ramsay, but Ramsay scares me so much. Every time I see him, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh, God, what's about to happen? Something horrible is about to happen.
Probably true.
It's great. Probably. But it's so great. I live for the anticipation of that show. I love it. It makes you feel so alive and sad all at the same time. It's like when something good happens, you're so like, I'm going to pay for this later. I know. I'm so happy in this moment, but I'm going to pay for this terribly later. Always happens. But I never feel, like, I hardly ever feel it on Game of Thrones. So when I do feel it, I'm like, really about to fuck me up because you never feel the good feels.
Just.
I need you to get caught up.
I'll get caught when it's over.
It's so good. Why is it so good? How dare they?
Writing.
It is phenomenal.
Actually, it works really well, and this is funny. I think it works the same reason that comic book movies should work well, because they have like previous material to look at and say, okay, this is a great story. This doesn't work. Right?
They just those make books, everything. Yeah.
I mean, they took out the. I mean, the books are good. I love the books, but there's some parts in it that don't necessarily work. Where you're just kind of like, all right, well, do I really need this right now? I know he always says this is all going to come back in later, but you're just kind of like,
yeah.
It comes in the first book. It's not going to come in until like the seventh book. Maybe you could put it in somewhere else. But,
he's the ultimate tease.
Hindsight.
He's the ultimate
tease. They have
tease.
Hindsight,
but so I think it works for nothing them. Pays off like Game of Thrones, though. Like, when you finally see it coming together, you're like, shit. Because you feel like you've been, like they've been putting it piece by piece by piece, just a little bit. Every episode, every season, you see it coming together. So then when it finally clicks, you're just like, holy shit. How long has he had this planned out? That's what I want to know. Like, what do you have in your head? Tell me your secrets, Satan, because he's jacked up.
Yeah.
But he just brings to life this whole world. And this show could not exist on anything but HBO to give it the money that it needs.
That's true.
And to give it the freedom that it needs. Because, yeah, if this was on anything else, I don't think it would work.
If I'm being honest, I feel like pretty much every show would be better if it was on the HBO-type format.
Kind of, yeah. But, you know, I'm also kind of surprised at what some of the other shows get away with. Because, like, even with Walking Dead, like, sometimes I'm like, I can't believe they got away with this.
Well,
there have been times where I'm even watching Supernatural, which is on the CW, okay? They have got some gory shit in that show. And I'm like, is it? This, like,
do they?
This is on the CW. They do. Like, really gory stuff, man. Like, stuff that has made me, like, flinch.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty, like, desensitized to stuff, so.
Clearly you're not.
It kind of surprises me. Yeah, I love it when something catches me there, right? Like, don't you ever feel like you're desensitized to violence and sex and all these other things? That when something finally catches you, you're like, oh, this must be really jacked up.
Yeah, I get that.
Because, I mean, I could eat dinner during Walking Dead when all the walkers are eating people. I don't care. That shit doesn't bother me. Everybody else is like, doesn't that disgust you? I'm like, you realize it's not real, right?
You probably pretend you're one of the walkers while you're eating dinner, don't you?
Yeah. What are you going to do, man?
I can see you eating spaghetti, just like slurping it up. You got stuff all your face. Or you're... Am I wrong?
Hey, if you watched the last episode of the season for Walking Dead, yep.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch that. I'll get on that today.
Yeah, didn't you promise Meredith that you would do that?
Yeah, she says she would watch Game of Thrones, but we know she's not going to.
Yeah, she's probably leading you on a little
bit. Yeah.
But if you could make that deal with her, I would greatly appreciate it.
Or you've made the deal, but she's not going to follow through.
Well, obviously, you're not either. You're not pulling your end of the bargain either, buddy.
Such a... Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What other news do you have for us?
Did you do we really want to talk about it? Like, the whole DC finally revealing the identity of the Robin that was allegedly killed in Batman vs. Superman.
Here's the thing.
How long has that movie been out? And they just now are like, yeah, this is who died.
Was it even a reveal? I thought it was like a tour guide said something. Like, does that count?
I don't think anybody said anything about it at all.
Also, like, it's really weird that he has a thing in his Batcave, but they never address it in the movie at all. It never comes
they
up.
They don't mention Robin, Jason Todd, any of them at all. None of them are mentioned.
I mean, I guess maybe when he says how many good guys are left, maybe that's a reference, but stick.
That is a stretch, if that is it a reference is. To...
I'm very much stretching right now.
Because, I mean, that is the biggest stretch in the
show. You can call me
I
Mr. Mean, Fantastic.
If they were going to play that in, go on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's not talk about it, because it's stupid. Okay. They did stick with the canon, though, and they kept it as Jason Todd, but who gives a shit? Because it's not even really addressed in the movie.
You know what? Real quick, I just... And I know I shouldn't be on this again, but just real quick about Batman. I loved him in the movie, but is it? Am I the only one worried that... So, Batman has, like, a long history. Like, he has a great history. There's so many great stories in his history. And they skipped all of that and jumped to the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Ben Affleck was great in that movie. He was great in that movie. Like, maybe the writing wasn't great for him, and maybe the direction wasn't great for him, but I feel like he, with what he did excellent. But... Man, I was like, I would just like to see some of, like, the... I mean, maybe they could still do the stories, but I'm like, well, if he's been Batman this long, and you're just now introducing some of these other characters, where they... I don't know. I was just like, I mean, man, I feel like they're missing a lot of stories. They're missing some good stuff there.
They're missing a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that they left out. Pretty much his entire life, they left out. They jumped from dead parents to middle-aged Batman very quickly. I mean, the whole Bat family is completely left out. And yeah. I mean, they're even jumping to it, like, what number is Jason Todd? Is he number two, Robin? Number three? Fuck if I know. Dick Grayson's number one, right?
Yeah.
So he's two. So, I mean, so you're not even gonna explain that at all? None of that? We're just going to ignore all of it?
Yeah. No
Barbara Gordon? None of this? What's happening?
Jenna Malone was in the movie. Allegedly, she was supposed to, well, I'm not sure if it's even confirmed, but she was supposed to be Barbara Gordon.
This movie makes me so mad. I'm still mad about it.
Jason Todd is number two.
Because he kills, what's his name? Jason Todd is number two. Hey, I was on it.
And he was so disliked, he was voted by the fans to die. Like, he didn't have to die. The fans voted for him to die.
It's pretty terrible. Because Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing, right?
Correct. He gets fed up with Batman's shit.
Yeah, who wouldn't? I mean, he's pretty moody. What was I going to say? Oh, Jimmy Olsen, the movie apparently made him some kind of agent, CIA agent or something like that. Shoots him in the head, doesn't even acknowledge that that's who he is until after. He's like, oh, yeah, that's who that is. Give me some fucking credit here. Yeah. I'm like, don't feed me that crap after I've already watched the movie. I'm like, oh, here's where this guy was. Here's where this one was. That's such lazy directing, story building, character building. I don't even have time for it.
He doesn't care about the characters.
That shit.
You're right.
He doesn't, and that's why he got fired. I'm so mad about it.
I know.
So I shouldn't bring that
up. I know. It's my fault to bring it up, but I was just thinking about that today. I was driving home. I'm like, they missed so many good stories.
Yeah, that's the sad thing. That's the sad thing for the fans, is that you're not getting to experience all these other characters that play a huge role in his life. I mean, they influence him so much. It's like his family. That's his family, basically. He builds his own family. And, like, the fact that Jason Todd is murdered by the Joker is a huge breaking point for Batman, and they just skip over it. Like, it's nothing. You know? And it's very frustrating. It is very frustrating. That's why he got fired. Again. That's why he got fired, because he sucks. And anybody who... I mean, everybody needs to reevaluate their life for that movie, because it's terrible. You deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve a good Batman and Superman movie. You do. You just have to believe it.
Okay. All right. What other news do you have for us?
Netflix exclusively, starting in September, has the rights for streaming all of Disney movies, products. That means animation, live action, Pixar, Marvel, and that is a huge freaking deal for Netflix.
It is. I think we're gonna be
it's going to be great. I'm excited about it. And anybody who's still holding out on getting a Netflix streaming subscription, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you need to rethink it, because it's $10 and it's unlimited. Get your shit together and get on it. Because not only do they have quality TV shows, they're going to have all this shit too. And you're not going to be able to stream it anywhere else. So Netflix, if you want to sponsor the podcast... I'll be glad to pimp your product.
I feel like the only people that don't have are the ones with cable.
I think a lot of people... I think you're being very generous. No, I think you're being very naive. That's it. I think a lot of people refuse to get on that bandwagon.
Well, I'm saying the people that have cable are probably the ones that still don't have it. If you don't have cable, there's not too many options for you. It's Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon. And Amazon's interface is terrible.
It is terrible. But if you,
but there are a lot of people still on cable.
That's true. But if you if you have all three of those services, you pretty much have every show that you want at your disposal, except for a few things that you could easily obtain other places. So, and it's going to be a million times cheaper. Just do it, guys. Just give up on cable.
Do you stock in Amazon? I mean, Netflix? You haven't disclosed that. You know that, right?
Do I own stock in Netflix?
Yeah.
No, but I would. Because I'm the streaming services are amazing. I have really enjoyed not having regular streaming services. It is great, right, buddy?
Cable-free since 2003.
Like, honey, it is the best thing we've ever done. It really is. Now, you may not be able to get your Walking Dead and your AMC shows, but let me tell you, there's other ways to get it.
It's okay.
You can stream it directly from the website if you want to, or you can pay for it. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. If you're only having to pay for like one show a year, you're still doing better than paying $100-something a month for cable.
That's true.
Preaching a lot today. Why are you letting me ramble?
How do I stop you?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
I am on a tangent fest today.
What other news do you have?
The only other news is we're getting a new Nintendo console next year. Don't really know anything about it, though. Of course, they're going to have an open world Legend of Zelda game, though. That sounds very exciting. I'm very excited about that, depending on how the console.
Yeah. And like
I'm sure hardware. I'm sure they're gonna announce it at E3. I don't want it to be too gimmicky because like the Wii kind of lost its appeal to me very quickly.
Yeah.
There are some games on Nintendo that I do love, but it's not enough to make me want to play all the time, like an Xbox or a PlayStation would. You know.
I do.
We got rid of ours forever ago. You're a PC gamer anyway, right? So, do you ever use your Xbox for actually playing video games?
Not in a while.
I think you're just streaming, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm interested to see what it looks like, what it can do, especially since they haven't had a new console in a while, and we've had the PlayStation and the Xbox for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
At least. So it's about time for them to come out with something new, and they do need to revamp because the last, like the Wii U, I don't think really did all that well. So I am interested to see what Nintendo comes up with.
Yeah, they were going with this.
I'm very excited.
People are making new hardware. We're just going to try to innovate and hope that's good enough thing.
Yeah, I mean, they do. Like, as far as gimmicks go, it does work. I mean, a Wii is fun for a minute, or like if you have a bunch of friends over, something like that. But, you know, I lost the appeal. Like, you lose the appeal very quickly. Maybe they'll make something. Oh, can you hear that? I'm sorry. That's not me. Clicking a pen, actually. I'm sorry.
I thought you were banging your keyboard, and I was like, what is she typing? Like, why is she typing so loud?
I'm not typing loud.
I'm sorry, I thought you were.
Did you hear me typing then? No. That's me clicking a pen, because I apparently have a lot of nervous energy today. Sorry. That's about all I had for the news, buddy. So, I think you had a game. Oh, sorry.
I did have one thing. So, they were talking about, apparently, that Harley Quinn movie might actually be a Birds of Prey movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, it'd be cool. There was you probably never saw this. I don't think it lasted long. They had a Birds of Prey TV show. God. Early 2000s, maybe? I don't remember. But, I mean, it was alright. So it wasn't good. It was probably bad, if I'm being honest. I don't really remember that well. But that could be a neat idea. It's kind of another way to sideline, like, you know, kind of like Suicide Squad. You kind of introduce characters without having to kind of, like, side-introduce them. Like, we'll just give them their own movie and then maybe integrate them into other movies. So, I thought it was kind of neat.
We'll see. I think, what's her name that's playing Harley Quinn is actually producing?
Yes, she's also producing.
She's producing the Harley Quinn. So, I really do want it to be good, because I do love me some Harley Quinn, but, no. I just don't have the faith, so I guess we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it could 100% be an amazing movie. She's a great character, so.
Just so you know, at that point, I'm going to insert the song Faith by George Michael right when you say that.
Dude, you're gonna get like some copyright infringements
I'm sure. it's not.
You're the DC fanboy. You tell me if it's worth it.
You say I'm the fanboy. You're the one that texted me after you got the movie, like, oh my god, this movie is garbage. I need you to go see it right now. Like, what? You could talk me out of it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you need to go see it. I'm like, okay.
Listen, I needed to talk. It is garbage. I needed to talk to somebody about it because I can only talk to James about it for so long before it locks me up somewhere and tells me to stop talking. I'm sure. So, I'm just kidding, by the way, everyone. That's not true. It's not serious. But I needed you to feel my pain when I watched that. Yeah, so we'll see. Bring it on, DC. Give me something worth raving about. Please give me something.
Speaking of raving, did you get a chance to see Preacher?
I have not seen Preacher, no, because I told you I wasn't going to watch it.
When did you say that?
It's not that I don't... I said that to you earlier today. It's not that I don't want to watch that show, because I really do. It's just that I don't have access to it at the moment, so...
I told you I could send it to you. That's not important. I
told you not to send it to me. I will watch it. I promise you I will watch it. Because I really do want to.
Did you ever see the Constantine TV show they had?
Yes.
When I was watching this, I was like, this is what that show should have been.
Oh, okay.
Like I mean, it's by the same person. Garth Ennis, he wrote Hellblazer, which they always call Constantine for some reason. But he also wrote Preacher. So, I mean... That's why the vibe's the same. I was like, this is what that show should have been.
Well, this is based on a comic series.
Correct.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do really want to watch it. I love Dominic.
He's great in this.
And the internet is raving.
Yeah.
He's great. I think he's very underrated, honestly.
Agreed. No, it was really good. Like, it had, like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, but it doesn't feel... I don't know. There's, like, they do a lot of supernatural stuff, but it doesn't feel, like...
Supernatural stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't feel, like, out of place or, like, I don't know how to describe it. I know you were referencing Sam and Dean Winchester because you love them.
I do. Well, I love one of them. I do want to watch it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, they totally nailed the vibe.
It looks
perfect.
Good. That is exactly what I want to hear because I want something that's different. I don't want same old crap. So yeah, AMC's pretty good about giving stuff a chance.
I was like, maybe Constantine really should have been AMC because I feel like that's the problem with network cable. Like, you put things on network cable, and I feel like there's maybe a few too many restrictions for anything other than police procedural. Yeah. Like, if you're doing a police procedural,
yeah,
perfect, you're fine. But if you want to kind of push any kind of boundary or anything like that, or you're out of luck.
Big networks, they don't want something different. They don't want something innovative. They don't want something new. They want same old crap. They want 50 CSIs and, you know, all that crap. So, AMC is really reaping the benefits of trusting in, you know, making a show about zombies, making a show about a myth dealer, all this shit, because they're actually taking the risks and it's paying off because they're getting quality television. They're getting good stories. They're getting good writers. And I think that they should be up, really. And they should tell the big networks to suck it, which I think they kind of are. It's kind of nice. So, I mean, especially shows developed from comics. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Like Walking Dead and Preacher, bring it on. Let's do it.
Yeah, good for Seth Rogen for get behind this.
Right? Man, so it's so nice to see, like, original, thoughtful programming, not just the same old mindless bullshit. Like, we don't need another cop show. We don't need another doctor show. We don't need another lawyer show. We have enough of those. Try something different.
Although, I think they were doing one a while back. What was it? Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. I never watched those shows, but I heard about it. It kind of sounded like they were... Basically, what my impression was, they were doing, like, a shared universe. Like, with these, like, you know, Chicago-based emergency things. Like, what? I was like, what does the world come to?
What?
Yeah, it's like Chicago...
Is it like...
I didn't actually watch it, so I don't know.
Is it connected to, like, Grey's Anatomy or something? I don't know anything Chicago? About any of those shows. I have no idea. I've never watched one episode.
But basically, it's like, you know, a police show, the fire show, and hospital
show. The last doctor show I watched, Scrubs.
Scrubs. They're going to say ER.
Well, I did watch ER back in the day. But, no, Scrubs is legit.
Legit doctor show or just a legit show?
No, it's just a legit show. Okay. It's very funny.
Until the end, and you're just like, you know.
I don't think it's... Oh, yeah, it goes a little off the rails.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very authentic to a hospital, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. The jokes are good. That's what I
should say. It is. So, Jessica, do you have your Tetris movie idea?
Okay. Here's the thing. No. But I want you to ask me the questions, so we're going to do this authentically. In action.
Ask you what question?
I'm going into this unprepared. Like, okay. The things that you asked in. No, I read it. That's not true. Nope. Didn't write it.
You responded.
I swear. Don't call me. Okay, here we go. Crap. Where did you send me that?
Oh.
I'm trying to find that email or that text, and I can't. Buddy, I don't... Oh, pitch your idea for a Tetris movie. Okay.
Oh, is that you always... Did you just want me to repeat that? I could have did that. I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry you all had to listen to that.
No, I'm going to cut that out. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I think it should have Channing Tatum in it.
Okay.
Pretty good, right? There should be some kind of car driving scene. Maybe that the blocks are falling from the sky. Maybe it's like some kind of alien invasion. I don't know. But he's having to maneuver in and out, and eventually they block him in, of course. because it's Tetris. And then they smash him into a million pieces. And then the board clears because you got, like, all the thingies. And so we can just watch Channing Tatum get smashed by huge Tetris blocks. Who doesn't want that? Incorporate music in at least one scene. God, it's probably something like Justin Bieber, right?
No, the Tetris theme song. Really just... You can put the Tetris theme song on there. So there's a scene where this song is playing.
You can have Justin Bieber singing the Tetris theme.
God.
Kind of like, no, I got it. I got it. Kind of like Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
Right?
He's in the Tetris rap?
Dude, you don't hate it. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, consider what they're making a movie off of. I feel like that's probably the best you could do.
I mean, I don't even know how they're going to even start that, to be honest. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that somebody's just going to go in there and wing it like I just did. So, why shouldn't I get paid for it? Let me write the movie. Right, so guys, let me write.
Here's my pitch. When you think of Tetris, you're thinking of, you know, walls. So, who are the greatest wall-building nations? Germany and China. So this is an alternate future where Germany and China are the superpowers. They're the two biggest countries in the world, and they're at war. So they stumble across this alien artifact, but both sides find it. And this alien artifact is the L-shape from the Tetris. Once they activate it, it starts creating more blocks, and they can't quite stop making them, so they're both racing to build like the largest wall possible. And that's all I got, actually. This is such a terrible idea. That's all I got.
You had much more time prepared. It is a terrible idea. I don't see how anybody can really sell that movie.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Throw a bunch of beautiful actors in it and just wing it.
Wing it.
And see what happens.
Well, I've been reading a lot. Yeah. What I keep hearing a lot is that the movie star, like, you know, the idea of a movie star is dead. Like, you know, that person you can just put in the percentage you can put in the movie and just having them in the movie will sell. Like, you know, used to be you put Will Smith in the movie and that was good enough. Now it's kind of more properties. Now it's like, well, what name can we get?
So then Captain America.
Yeah. You get Angry Birds, Tetris, or anything like that. Or like, what can we get? So I think that's why we're getting this kind of stuff. It does suck.
It does suck because it makes me sad that I watch that crap just to see what it's about. I'm like, go watch something decent. There's like good movies being made. You guys could go support those instead. Okay. But nope. It's when you can make garbage when you can get whatever actor needs a paycheck at the time, so I don't know.
Me neither, Jess. Me neither.
It's a hard sell. Yeah. Well, I think we solved all the world's problems.
That's it. There's a big fight scene, so they're building walls and they roll out their tanks and everybody keeps forget it. I got nothing.
Like how you just gave up. You're just like, nope.
I had a good start. I'm like, okay, with these two wall-building nations, and they're trying to build the largest wall, but where do you go from there? I guess it's dumb.
You don't go from there. You just kind of accept it for what it is.
I'm so impressed. I mean, Germany versus China. That's so good.
Where are these blocks coming from? I mean, what if it's like a competitive... Okay, what if it's a competitive Tetris tournament or something like
that?
Maybe?
Did you ever see The Wizard?
Maybe.
It was the first time we saw the Power Glove.
Is that the one that Donkey Kong? Yeah. Yes, I did. Oh, the Power Glove.
What if it's that?
That is some beautiful nostalgia. You know what? If they are going to make a movie about Tetris, that would be the way to do it. I think so. Everyone should acknowledge that I'm a
genius. No, that was my idea.
That was my idea. I said it.
I have it recorded, Jessica.
Do you? Because I'm pretty sure I said it before you did.
That should be The Wizard? It should be just like The Wizard.
No, that it should be a Tetris tournament. It should be just like The Wizard. That's just recreating another movie.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Ugh, no! We don't need more of that.
Clearly we do.
Why are you doing this to me?
Why not? We're friends. You're wrong.
We're not friends?
No, we're good.
Well, this is unfortunate for our podcast listeners. Two enemies.
That's not a bad idea.
It sounds very dramatic. I could be Loki. You can be Thor.
Okay.
You're like, sweet, I get a hammer, and I get stuff with it. And I get to make it with Natalie Portman for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dum-dum.
Yeah, so that's all I had today.
Me too.
That is.
I thought that Tetris things would turn out better, but man, it's such a bad idea.
Well, you know, there's always tomorrow or next Tuesday when you record our next one. I'm sure you will think of something.
I will. Yeah. All right, Jessica.
And hopefully I will have better internet because this shit started downhill quick. All right, so guys, find us on the internet. Hit up on the social media. We are on Twitter and Instagram at JandRGeekOutPod. Please send me a tweet. I like to tweet from that account. It's very fun.
Facebook.com/ I like to tweet it.
Facebook.com JNRGeekoutPod messages. I like to share news on that site, so you can visit us over there. Email jessandrashadgeekout@gmail.com. Send us the love. Send us the hate. Tell Rashad to send you $5 because he promised you that one podcast and never did it.
Did I?
Maybe I promised for you.
Folks, listen. This is your friend Rashad here. I'm not sending you $5.
He will totally send you $5.
Nope.
If you just send us anything, and he'll be like, check for $5 in the mail. Here, don't tell his wife.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do want to hear from you. So please, send us whatever. Review and subscribe on the iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it.
Later, folks.
See you guys. Have a great night.